Bless His Word. I know we don't depend upon ourselves, but we depend on the Lord to give us what we need. I believe the Lord can feed our souls out of His Word, so we're going to depend on that. Ephesians 1, starting at verse 17, read a few scriptures here. Can you send me a songbook up here, Rosie, with one of the girls? Ephesians 1 and 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named. Thank you. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You know, when we look at the Lord, Paul tells us here, I believe through the inspiration of the Lord, he says that he would like for our eyes to be enlightened, of our understanding to be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. And it goes on and it talks about Christ, and it says that He was raised far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You know, if we can recognize that we serve a Lord, that whatever comes on this earth, whatever comes in our life or in our country or whatever comes in our path, you know, the Lord is far above that. His power is far above that. And He has the perfect ability to keep His children in every circumstance. And you know, I want to read some scriptures this morning. I believe the Lord cares how we feel. He understands our circumstances. And He understands our feelings and our needs when we get in close places. And I want to look at some of those things this morning. But first, I want to read this song number 176 here in the book. Read this to us. The title says, Jesus Knows. And it says, in your pathway have you found some cruel thorns? Jesus bore them on His brow, and He knows. He bore those crowns right on His head. Does the world look down upon you with His frowns? All the world forsook your Lord, and He knows. The chorus says, Jesus knows. Yes, He knows. He was weary, worn, and tried. Bore our many sins beside. Hungry, thirsty, crucified. And He knows. Are you weary with the toils and cares of life? Jesus labored night and day. And He knows. Does the sinful world annoy you with its strife? Jesus saw and heard it all. And He knows. Are you tempted with the world so rich and gay? Jesus once was tempted too, and He knows. Does the tempter seek to turn you from the way? Jesus will your helper be, for He knows. You know, each one of these verses has so much meaning. Remember, Brother Lewis Williams used to say there's a message in every song. You know, there is. It says here, I was thinking about this verse here just as we read it. Does the sinful world annoy you with its strife? You know, we heard about somebody this morning that's trying to accuse someone else of something that happened to them, so they will have to pay for it. It's not a real major incident, but it is. Does that annoy you with its strife? You know what? Jesus understands those things. I want to encourage us this morning that we serve one that has a name that is above every name. His power is above every principality, every authority, every power there is. And yet He understands our plight. He understands where we're at this morning. He understands our feelings and our frustrations. You know what? He understands our temptations that we face. The Lord has been there. I want to read some of those things. Has the hand of death your eyes be dimmed with tears? Jesus wept for one He loved, and He knows. For some wanderer have you prayed for many years? Jesus prayed for sinners lost, and He knows. Have your friends forsaken, spurned you from their door? So they did your blessed Lord, and He knows. Is there none to cheer and comfort anymore? Jesus bore the cross alone, and He knows. You know, each one of these verses has major impact on it. Some of us are at different places in our life. But you know what? Jesus bore all of these things, and He knows, and He understands. And I want to look at some verses where, you know, the Lord purposely knows. He came and bore some things for us so that He might be able. Though He's high and though He's lifted up, He bore things so that He could be a merciful and a faithful high priest to us in our needs. In Luke 4 and 1, we pray this morning that the Lord will minister to every heart. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You know, the Lord was led. This is the place, and we're going to read some in a little bit. This is the place where He was tempted. And this is the place where Jesus was at His lowest, besides the time right there at the cross at the end. But it says He was led by the Holy Ghost into this place. You know what? The Lord, God led Him into here for a very reason. I want to look at Hebrews 2 and 17 and see a little bit of why. Hebrews 2 and 17, it says, "Wherefore in all things it behooved Him," speaking of Christ, "to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted." You know, in my mind, I've wondered at times, now wait a minute, God made us and He designed us. He designed all of our emotional structure and everything. How could he need this? And maybe He needed it so we would be able to know that He can relate. But you know, the Lord, it says, "In that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to help, to succor them that are tempted." You know, the Lord wants to help us this morning. When He sees us in our needs, and He sees the places in life that we come into, you know what? God's not looking at us with an eye to see, now, are they going to... I'm going to sit here and watch. How are they going to take to this thing? You know what God's looking at? He's looking at us through the eyes of, I know how they're feeling. I know the depth of the place that they are in. You know what? The Lord went through some things for us. And back to Luke 4... excuse me. Starting in verse 1 again. "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." Now, He was baptized by John there. "And being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days He did eat nothing. And when they were ended, He afterward hungered. And the devil said unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." You know, it speaks here of 40 days being in the wilderness tempted. And it just tells us a few of His temptations. But I don't believe this was all that the Lord went through. He spent 40 days fasting and being very, very weak. You know how weak you would be if you had fasted for 40 days? I've never fasted 40 days. But I can only imagine at what extremity your body would be at. And yet it was in this place that God allowed the enemy to tempt Him. And I believe he did it so that Jesus would come to the end of his human limits. And he felt the feelings that we have when we feel like we're at the end of our limits. The Lord went there so that he could relate to us. He went there so that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. You know, you're not the only one that the enemy has pounced on at times. I know we serve a risen Savior and that he can keep us. The Bible says he was yet without sin, and the Lord will keep us if we will allow him to. But, you know, sometimes we have to look at the other side too. There are times we are tempted. There are times we come into valleys. We heard about, Sister Julie spoke of the same God that's the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. Jesus was in a valley here. And it says here that he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. You know what? He was weak. He was hungry. He was very needy. And the devil came to him at that weakest point. You know what? The devil will come to you when you're at your lowest point in life, and there is where he will pounce the hardest on you. You know what? Jesus knows that. And you know what else? He made the sacrifice, and he has become the help. It says there, the word succor means help, so that he might be our help in those places. I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord understands our needs. And there's no reason for us to feel like I'm helpless. I'm beyond the Lord. Nobody understands. You know what? The Lord understands. It says here, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Wasn't that a reasonable thing? Wasn't bread something that God has kind of promised to his people, that we would have bread and water? David said he had never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And yet Jesus did without the necessary things. And he got to the point of his extremity. And then the enemy tempted him. Just for a time. You know, I think about sometimes the Lord might take some things away from us for a time. I hope we remember that. You know what? This wasn't forever. But the Lord allowed him to be tempted for a time. And sometimes the Lord's going to allow us to be tempted for a time. Luke 4 and moving on down to 13. It says, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region. You know, there was something that God was doing in this valley. He was outfitting Jesus for the work that he had for him to do. I think many times before the Lord can take us where he wants us to go, we see it with Moses, we see it with David, we see it with Daniel at different times. We see how that they went into places. We see it with Joseph, we heard about this morning, where that God took those people into places and allowed them to go into places and suffer things because he was outfitting them. That was his outfitting them for the work that they were to do. We find Jesus went directly from this place, and the anointing of God was upon his ministry from that time on. You know, it says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord, listen to what Jesus, he came right out of there, and he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You know what? He had been out there in the trenches, and he learned what it was like for the heart to be broken. He learned what it was like to be, I don't have any more strength. He knew he was at the end of his strength. In fact, this isn't the only time, and we're going to read a little bit later, but when he went to the cross, he suffered to the point that he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know what? Jesus was being outfitted for the ministry that he is doing through his people today. We see that when he came back and he began to minister to the poor and to the brokenhearted, I believe in the human, except God had done a miracle for him, in the human he could have never related to people like he did after he was in those places of temptation. I believe after he suffered for 40 days at the hand of the enemy, in his weakened condition, he didn't sin, but he understands us, and he understands our need. He understands the help that we need. I want to encourage us this morning that we have one that is above every name. He is above every problem. He is above every principality, every power, all the enemy's power that is in this world. We have one that has the power that is far above all of those things, and yet he understands our situation. I want to encourage us this morning. Let's flee to that rock. Let's not allow the things of this life and the things that this world would throw at us to cause us to slack back in following after the Lord. The Lord wants our experience to be stable. He wants our life to be filled with the graces of God. He paid for it. He paid a price for it. And he has not only the power to give us what we need, but he has the experience to understand where we're at. If we look back just a little bit, you know, the devil didn't just tempt him with bread, but it says, and the devil taking him up into an high mountain in verse 5 of Luke 4, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou wilt, now listen to this, if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Has the devil ever said to you, if you'll just, whatever, bow down to me, in whatever temptation that he tempts you, has the enemy ever said that to you? He said it to Christ, and he understands. He tempted Christ to want to go out after that power. That's embarrassing. He did. He tempted him to want that kind of power. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You know, I was thinking about the temptations that people face. We have seen people that I believe many times that when we see what's happening in the sports world today, and we see those dip into such low places in their lives, and then they get caught, and then you know what has happened? They've fallen for this kind of temptation. We've seen those in minister positions at times. That I heard about some man down in the islands that I don't know of him personally, but he got to the elevated position that people would roll a red carpet out for him. All of those kind of things. You know, God has given us plenty of scripture. He that is chief among you, let him be as one that doth serve. Those that the elder, let him be as the younger. We're talking about real servants at heart. We want to use that against the enemy. In all the temptations of life, we're people, and the devil will tempt us along any kind of line that he can. It's good for us to have the Word of God in our heart like Christ did, and he used that. It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hebrews 4 and 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. You know what? We have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. And he says here, seeing that we have this, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And listen to what he says here then. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Listen to the words. You know, I heard Brother Tony Salmon say one time, when we need mercy is when we feel the least bold. But because of this merciful high priest that we have, that is passed into the heavens, that can help us, he says, come boldly to him. He understands your needs. He understands where we're at. Even if we failed, do you know God understands that? Jesus didn't fail, but he understands how someone could fail. He understands the temptation. So he says, let us come, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. You know what that grace, I know we know, most of us, what that word means. But you know what it means? I looked it up somewhere. It's the divine favor of God. It's his favor upon us. It's a gift. It's a help. All those words are in the Greek definition of that word grace. You know what? The Lord wants us to come boldly to the Lord and realize he'll help me. He'll help me through this. Help me get out on the other side of it, because he understands where I'm at. And he not only understands, but he has all the power that he needs. Plenty of power. There is no need. He's far above every power that is or that can come against us, including Satan's power. In John 19 and 1, then Pilate, therefore, listen to this. Then Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe, and they said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. You know, there's more to it than just this. I was reading somewhere it said they spit upon him. I was spit on one time when I was a boy. I was walking down the road, and some guys came by in a car and spit. At the time, it wasn't funny. But they hit me right in the face, right close to my eye. You remember those kind of things. But you know what? It's so degrading. You don't ever forget it. They spit on him. You know what? You ever been spit on? You ever faced a trial like that? You ever had a temptation? I've been spit on. I've been scourged. You ever been scourged? You know what that word means? It means to whip severely, to lash. Plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. You know what they were doing? They were making fun of him in front of the leaders of the land, in front of the elevated people, the rich people. They were making fun of him. You ever been made fun of this morning? I believe Jesus knows. He understands. In Hebrews 2, and 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. We see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. The reason he was made, it says he was made lower than the angels, is because the angels don't have to suffer death, and Jesus did as a human. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. You know what? To make him complete, completely furnished. You know, Jesus is completely furnished to deal with our needs this morning. I want to read just a few more scriptures. I know our time's about up. But James 1, starting at 12, it says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." You know, the Lord tells us here, do not err, my beloved brethren. Be aware that we're going to fall into some very deep places in life at times. Things beyond our control are going to come our way, and we're going to have to fight. Arm ourselves with the Scripture. Arm ourselves with the Spirit of the Lord. Arm ourselves in our prayer closet by praying through the night if we have to. Lord, I got to have grace for this trial. I got to have something here for this need. Because I believe that you have a name above every name. You have a name that lives far above every power that might come against me. And I believe that if I'll get close to you, you'll give me the grace to not err in life. The Lord doesn't want us to err. The Lord wants to take us through from here all the way to eternity. The Lord wants to take us through successfully. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, of his own strong desires, of the flesh, of the things that... And then, if we allow that to work, rather than turning to the Lord and allowing Him to fight our battles, we'll find ourselves erring. If we do not do that, we want to remember in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Do you know this is in the Bible? There is no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. Do you know that the Word says, I think we may read it here, that He was tempted in all points like as we are? I believe He was tempted to the point that He understands what we're going through in every area of our life. "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." The Lord has promised that. Let's find that place. When we fall into temptation, remember, it is at the end of that. I believe many times it is at the end of that that God is preparing us for a work. He is preparing us to move us into a place that we could never have gone without it. Joseph could have never assumed the leadership place he assumed without those deep places he went in. He would have gotten lifted up. No telling what he would have done. But he was faithful through all those things, and he learned to depend on God. We see the same thing as we said in others when God was preparing them. In James 4 and 6 and 7, another scripture. Seeing therefore it remaineth. Just a minute, I'm sorry. I'm in Hebrews here. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, he says here, he giveth more grace. And it tells us that God resisteth the proud. He resists the proud. He puts his hands up against the proud. You know, the way to win through life is to humble ourselves before God. To humble ourselves before, Lord, you've allowed this. Now, Lord, I humble myself before you. I take your way. I humble myself. You know, to humble is to get down low. I always think about the book, Hinds Feet in High Places. I try to remember this. I try to always remember it. The water follows the low place. The water follows the low place. So does the water of life. It follows the low place. When we humble ourselves, the water of life flows there. The grace of God comes there. And that's what he's saying here when he says, God resisteth the proud but giveth grace. His divine favor is extended unto us when we humble ourselves and when we allow God, Lord, I won't become bitter at you. I won't allow this thing to hurt my life. The Lord will turn what is meant to harm us into everlasting joy. I had just a few more little thoughts. Psalm number 37, I wanted to read a little bit of that. Seems to me like the Psalms are so full of messages from the Lord. He says here in verse 2, fear not, I am with thee. O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. You know why he says fear not? I've been there and I'm exalted above all those things. I have a name that is above every name. That's what Jesus tells us. And far, far above all principality, all power, all authority, all of Satan's things, I have that place. That's what Jesus has. For I fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless, and sanctify to thee. I'm going to make it yours, thy deepest distress. And sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. I'm going to take that deepest distress, deepest temptation, and I'm going to turn it into a stepping stone. And the very things that we see that Joseph went through was a stepping stone. He had learned some things of compassion that when he got to the place he was at, he was able to be a faithful and someone that was to be approached. His brothers came back to him after they had done what they had done to him, and he entreated them rightly. He blessed them and told him, come on down, move on down here. And he made sure they were taken care of. I thank God this morning. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, thy grace all sufficient shall be thy, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not harm thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. That's what God has designed. I want to read one more passage here, or one more place. Lamentations 3. We've heard this quoted many, many times, but I wonder if we recognize what it's following here. Lamentations 3 and 22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." You know what that follows? It follows 21 other verses. And it starts out to say, "I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of His wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is He turned. He turneth His hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath He made old. He hath broken my bones." And it goes on down. "When I cry and shout, He shutteth out my prayer." You know what? But at the 21st verse, He says, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." I just want to encourage us this morning. We have a great God. The Lord has paid a great price for us. He understands the depth of our need, the depth of our place. I believe sometimes, I know that when we've gone from young to old, and I'm not old yet, but I've gone far enough to know that there's a lot of places in life. There's confusing times when it's like, I don't understand what to do. You know what? I believe the Lord understands that. I believe He knows where we're at. And instead of grappling with that, He wants us to humble ourselves before Him. "Lord, I don't understand. I don't know what to do." And the enemy in our deepest place right there will move in and say, "Well, just throw in the towel then. Just go your way." You know what? Fall upon that one that His mercies fail not. Fall upon that one that they are new every morning, that will help us in our needs. Don't let the enemy cause you to throw up your hands if life throws some things to you. Allow the Lord to use those and make them stepping stones. Allow God to work the work that He wants to work in our life. It is He that allows those things to come our way. It was God that allowed Job's things to come his way. The devil said to the Lord, "Yeah, but you've got a hedge around Job, and I can't touch him." And the Lord said, "Okay, you can touch him. You just can't take his life." And the devil did everything he could to him. You know what? The Lord's mercies were still there. He was just outfitting Job for another place of his life. And He was outfitting Job to bless you and me several thousand years later. The Lord was working all the way through that thing. You know what? If we will humble ourselves before God, He will work all the way through. All the way through everything, every temptation that comes our way. Pray for me.